Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari. Take it away, guys.
The door is locked. There's no way out.
All right, now back and making his sixth appearance with us on Thursday Night Tailgate is new Florida A&M head coach Willie Simmons. Let me remind you a little bit about Willie's background. He is from Tallahassee, Florida. In college, he played quarterback for 3 years at Clemson, finished his final season in 2003 at the Citadel after wanting to come home, be a little closer, and take care of his mom. Following that 2003 season at the Citadel, he was named first team All-Southern Conference. 2006, he went back to Clemson to start his coaching career as a graduate assistant on Tommy Bowden's staff. From 2007 to 2011, he moved over to Middle Tennessee State as their running backs coach and later their offensive coordinator. He spent 2012 to 2014 as the offensive coordinator for Alcorn State before accepting the head coaching job at Prairie View A&M. And over his 3 seasons as head coach at Prairie View, he led the Panthers to a 22-11 record, and we are honored that he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Good evening, Coach. Chris and Bob here. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hi, Willie.
Hey, good evening, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Coach. So, Willie, congratulations on the new job at Florida A&M. You went back home to Tallahassee. How were they able to lure you away from Prairie View A&M?
Well, you know what? It was definitely an interesting couple of weeks. When I got the call that they were interested, there were a lot of mixed emotions. You know, we're from here. We grew up, you know, 20 minutes away in a little small town, Quincy, Florida. But there's so much history here that I'm tied to. My mom was the first of six graduates. You know, her brothers and sisters, five of her brothers and sisters graduated from this university. My wife, you know, is a two-time graduate and about to be working on her doctorate degree. Our son is a freshman here as freshman class president. And so there were just a lot of reasons. My daughter's in Tallahassee. My 11-year-old daughter lives in Tallahassee. And so there were just a lot of reasons as to why this decision made a lot of sense for me. And, you know, they made a commitment to the athletic program to take the program to new heights. And, of course, you know, I've been a part of a rebuilding process when I took the job at Prairie View A&M and building a new stadium. And so it made a lot of sense. And I think this is a program that has a ton of upside. And with a little bit of hard work and you know, doing the right things, we can get it to the championship level that I think we're capable of getting it to.
And Willie, to your point, you know, the Rattlers have struggled over the last several years. They haven't won more than 4 games in a season since 2011, 3-8 this past season. So, yeah, you've been around to rebuild some programs before. How are you going to go about making it turn around there at Florida A&M?
Well, I think, you know, winning is a byproduct of doing things the right way. You know, so the biggest thing that we're going to do is when I meet the team for the first time this Sunday, we're going to talk about building winning habits. And I think once you develop those winning habits, they carry over to the field. So we'll have a simple philosophy. You know, we have our 7 F's that we use at Prairie View A&M, and then we're going to bring those 7 F's over here to Florida A&M of having great faith, you know, playing with fundamentals, playing extremely fast, fighting and overcoming adversity, finishing everything that we start, you know, having a bunch of fun and being a family. You know, when we do those things, we feel like the wins will come. So I don't think that winning, being successful is this secret formula that you have to figure out. You know, I think if you talk to any successful person in any field, whether it's athletics, business, sales, whatever it is, that a lot of them will share those same traits and qualities. So that's what we're going to bring down here to Florida A&M.
And, Willie, you talk about a commitment to build out the athletic programs there. One of the things I read was about the severe downgrade in facilities that you're walking into. Prairie View A&M, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, just built that beautiful new stadium and complex there, you know, on the campus. Florida A&M really hasn't upgraded anything in decades. How can you overcome that challenge, knowing that the kids that you're going to be recruiting and talking to are going to see much flashier facilities than what you have to offer there at Florida A&M?
Well, you know, I think the one thing that we have to do is sell what we do have, and that's a great tradition, a great history. Tallahassee, Florida, is one of the best college cities in America. You have Florida A&M right here, one of the largest HBCUs in the country. You have Florida State University. That's 5 minutes down the street. That's one of the largest, Power Five schools in the country. And then you have one of the largest community colleges in the country, in Tallahassee Community College. So, for any 18 to 23-year-old, I think Tallahassee, Florida is one of the most exciting places to be. We have a great academic reputation here. Florida A&M has had a long-standing history and tradition of producing national merit scholars. People that work for Fortune 500 companies that are on TV doing just tremendous things academically. And so there are a lot of things that we can sell, and we have a plan to upgrade the facilities, hopefully build a facility that's the top facility in LCS football, and that's something that we're committed to doing here, in the next few years.
Bob, questions for Willie?
It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Willie, and again, congrats and Happy New Year. And more on the new job, Willie, as far as has the school given you pretty much free rein, Willie, to bring in some of your own people, the people that helped you succeed at Prairie View?
Yes, that's one of the things that the interim athletic director, Dr. John Easton, and I talked about. The good thing about it, he's been a coach. He's coached at Florida State University, coached at the University of South Carolina, and finished his coaching career at the University of Georgia with Coach Mark Ritt before he retired. And then we were fortunate enough to bring him back. He's an alum here at Florida A&M, actually played for the legendary Coach Jay Gaither. And so he understands, he's been around a lot of programs, and, he understands that for a head coach to be successful, he has to be able to trust the guy that he's around. And so, he gave me the autonomy to bring in my own people. I feel like I've assembled a pretty good staff so far. There are a couple of other spots that I have to fill, but I feel confident that we'll be able to fill the staff of men who, first and foremost, have a tremendous passion for the development of young men. That's our platform as coaches, as mentors and leaders of these young men, and two, they have a great wealth and knowledge of the game of football, and that are good character guys that are going to, again, be great ambassadors for this great institution.
And, Willie, do you see any differences between the two schools financially or anything like that that would affect you doing anything different as far as recruiting is concerned?
Well, no, I think that we have the resources here to be able to be successful. Now, one thing that we do have to do, which is everywhere, you have to, you have to raise money. We have to do a great job of tapping into our alumni base, which is one thing that we've already begun to do. FAMU has one of, if not the largest alumni bases in the country as far as, historically black colleges and universities go. And so, we're reaching out to that great alumni base that stretches across America. Florida A&M is a national brand name at this level, and that's one of the main reasons that it was attractive for me to come home. Prairie View is a great institution. I had a phenomenal time there. I grew a lot and learned a lot as a coach. But again, Prairie View's reputation before I got there was the fact that one time I had the nation's longest losing streak, back in the 80s. I'm sorry, back in the 90s. But Florida A&M is a university that, if you're in Chicago, that name means something. If you're in New York, if you're in Los Angeles, people know when they see that rattler, they know what it means. And so, I was excited to come to a program that I feel really have a chance to be a national name. Florida A&M, like many people don't know, won the very first FCS national championship back in 1978. We're the only HBCU who can boast that fact that we won a true 1AA championship. So there's a lot of history here. We won 15 HBCU national championships, so a ton of conference championships. And this is one of the all-time winningest programs at this level. So the history and tradition is here. Now we just have to do little things to bring it back, and hopefully with the commitment that we've got from the administration and from the fan base, we're going to do that here in short time.
And Willie, building off of that, talking about recruiting and, high school football is certainly huge in the state of Texas. So you're used to, dealing with that coming from Prairie View, where, just outside of Houston, right? So you're used to having to recruit hard. But now you're in the heart of SEC country, right? You're like you mentioned a moment ago, you're 5 minutes down the street from Florida State. We've seen the University of Miami have a resurgence in their football program. You got the University of Florida not all that far away. UCF now staking their claim to be a major football powerhouse this season. USF is a top 25 team. How do you get good football players to consider Florida A&M with the level of competition from so many of the other top programs right there in your backyard?
Well, you know, that's always a challenge when you're at this level. The interesting thing is it's actually a little bit easier because when I was at Prairie View, you know, you're talking about, I think, 12 FBS programs and probably another 10 or so FCS programs. You know, so you're trying to recruit against all of those schools and then the influx of schools that come in to recruit the state. You know, here it's a little bit similar. The only difference is there are only two FCS schools in the entire state of Florida. And, well, I guess three if you include Jacksonville University, who just begun giving scholarships. You know, so for a student-athlete who's looking to possibly transfer from an FBS program and get back closer to home, there are not many choices. You have Florida A&M, you have Bethune-Cookman. You know, now you have Jacksonville University, whereas in Texas you had about 10 choices. And so that was very tough. But for us, you know, I think the brand name that Florida A&M has, I think the relationships that we have throughout the state of Florida, you know, the contacts that I've made throughout years of being a high school athlete in the state, you know, recruiting the state of Florida, and the coaches that I'll bring in that have relationships in the state, I think that's going to help. And it's all about the relationships. Recruiting is simply about relationships. And if you have great relationships with coaches in the community, I think you'll be able to get young guys on campus. And then once you get them on campus, it's then your job and the player's job to sell them to why, you know, this is a viable option for them. But, you know, I think we'll be able to do that.
Willie, one of the things that Bob and I really love about you and the style of head coach that you are is how important it is for you not just to have good football players, but it's developing great young men. For the parents out there that are, you know, maybe hearing you for the first time or starting to become familiar with you, talk about the kind of person that you want to recruit, the kind of kids that you're looking for, but also how important it is to you to develop them off the football field, or just as much off the football field as it is on it.
Well, you know, that, like I said earlier, that's our main platform is coaches. You know, when I got into this profession, you know, 13 years ago, you know, it was because I saw a need. You know, I saw a need for young guys that looked like me, you know, that maybe didn't come up with the greatest opportunities, you know, who maybe never, you know, traveled a lot or seen many things. And football, you know, especially here in the South, gives many of these guys opportunities that they otherwise would have never had. The opportunity to go to school, to have the school paid for, to travel the world. My very first time getting on the airplane was my first official visit to the University of Syracuse, or Syracuse University. You know, the very first time I went across the country or saw snow was because of football. You know, and many of the experiences that I've had in my life that have been positive have been a direct result of this game. So as a coach, I think it's our job to cultivate these young men, to mentor them, to show them, you know, what it means to be a great father. You know, for many of these guys, unfortunately, you know, we're the closest thing they have to a father figure. You know, many of these guys don't grow up with fathers. You know, many of them, a coach is the closest thing as far as a man that they have, an authoritative figure. You know, so we're really their closest role models. We're the ones that model what it means to be, again, a great son, a great father, a great brother, you know, a great community leader, a great church member, you know, how to give back, how to invest, all those things that I think the young men need in order to become grown men that can go on and be, you know, citizens in society and ambassadors in their community. You know, it's our job to teach them that. And that's what this program is built upon. So we're going to do a lot of things outside of the scope of football that's going to prepare them for that. We're going to give them resume writing. We're going to give them, you know, mock interviews. We're going to show them how to etiquette training, you know, how to eat at the table. You know, we're going to do all those things, a career symposium for these guys that when they leave here, that they'll hopefully be prepared, you know, for the real world. Because, again, that's the first rude awakening that they have when they walk out of the college doors and life really hits them that, okay, I don't have mom to run back to. I don't have coach to run back to. You know, this is it. And so it's our job in these 4 or 5 years that they're here to give them the tools necessary for them to be successful in life. And if I've done that, you know, I've been successful as a coach. If they leave here and they're not prepared, then I've failed them. No matter how many games we win, how many championships they boast, I've failed them as a coach if I haven't prepared them, you know, for life outside of football.
Bob, one more for Willie before we let him go.
Yeah, and Willie, staying on that same topic, we've talked in the past about your parents, how hardworking they were. Your mom was a teacher and tragically died shortly after you got out of school. But you know, it must be a beautiful thing, Willie, that she was such a big supporter of academics, and for you now to have that same type of influence over young people, you must think of your mom a lot.
Oh, no question. I mean, she's the biggest influence in my life. You know, my dad unfortunately passed away when I was 6 years old. You know, fortunately, I had a lot of coaches and people that, you know, men that kind of mentored me as well. But she was always there. You know, her main platform was making sure that academically I was the first priority. You know, the very first time I brought a C home in school, it wasn't a threat to pull me off the football team. It was a promise. You know, and right then, and that was in middle school, and I didn't get another C the rest of my career. You know, so I knew the importance of academics, and I knew how hard she worked. I saw, you know, my grandmother and grandfather raised 9 children. You know, and that again, 6 of them graduated from this institution. You know, from a small town in Quincy, Florida, with a house that was, you know, probably suited for 3 people, and they raised 9 children there. You know, so I grew up seeing the importance of hard work, and all the children are successful now, doing great things in life. You know, so it taught me the value of what a good education can do for you. And so I take a lot of those principles. She was an educator, like you alluded to. My wife's been in education for 13 or 14 years. You know, so my background is in education. And so I definitely understand the importance of it. And it's the number one thing that we try to teach here, you know, as football coaches, to make sure that our guys are doing the right things in the classroom. Because, again, we all know football isn't going to last forever. And it sounds cliche-ish, but you know, I got to tell the guys, you can have a 10-year career in the NFL, and any high school recruit that you recruit would beg to have 10 years in the NFL. But when you retire after 10 years in the league, you're 33 years old. You still have a lot of living to do in your life, you know, so you better be prepared to do something outside of football, because again, when you're 33 and those NFL checks aren't rolling in anymore, what are you going to do? You know, and so that's the message that we try to give these young men. And again, that's on the top side. You know, most of those guys either not going to play in the pros at all, or if they do, the average lifespan is about 3.5 years. You know, so you're 26, 27 years old, and you still have to figure out what are you going to do. You know, you got kids, you get married. You know, all those things, how are you going to support your family and live a worthy life? And so it's my job to, again, give those guys those tools. And you know, we feel like we've done a good job over the years. And I got plenty of players that I've coached over the years that are very successful. And that's what gives me joy, not seeing guys, you know, make a bunch of plays and make Pro Bowls, which we have that too, but seeing guys get married, seeing guys have children, seeing guys go get jobs, and really be, again, great in their communities back at home. And that's what really gives me pride as a head coach, and this is why I do it.
Willie, before we let you go, remind our listeners, how can they stay up to date with all the great things you're doing, whether it's following you, following the program, either online or on social media?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at HC Willie Simmons. Again, HC is in head coach, and Willie Simmons, again, that's on Instagram as well as Twitter. And, of course, my name on Facebook is Willie R. Simmons. Again, we're in the process of building our FAMU athletics page that will follow the program. You know, so I definitely follow my page and be on the lookout for that, you know, in the coming weeks. But, again, there's a lot of excitement around Tallahassee right now, around the state of Florida about me coming home. I'm extremely excited about this great opportunity. And we're looking forward to doing some great things. And again, I'm thankful to you guys. I always tell you how grateful I am, you know, for the support, for the friendship, you know, for everything that you guys do for sports, for, you know, men and women, and just to continue to bring a positive light to this world of sports that we're involved in, because, again, I believe it definitely builds character in us and gives us a lot of things in life that we can take to be successful.
Well, Willie, you know Bob and I are big Willie Simmons fans. We were rooting hard for you when you were at Prairie View A&M. We're going to become big Rattlers fans, you know, for you now. You mean a great deal to both of us. We've been blessed to have you on the show a number of times. We wish you, you know, a wonderful, happy new year to you and your family. Continued success there at Florida A&M. And we hope we get the privilege of catching up with you again real soon, my friend.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Willie.
Take care, Willie. Catch up soon.
All right, see you guys. Yes, sir.
Good night.
That is new Florida A&M head coach Willie Simmons. And, Bob, it's, you know, become a cliche on our show. but a finer individual you will not find than Willie Simmons. What a great coach he has been, from a running backs coach to an offensive coordinator to a head coach of Prairie View A&M. The kids at Florida A&M are really privileged to have a guy like Willie Simmons, and the parents of the kids playing for Willie Simmons are privileged that he is their head coach.
Yeah, the cliche we hear all the time, Chris, is a molder of men. But he is, for every coach you and I have talked to, and there's been tons at every level, he is right at the top of the more respected guys that I've ever been around, just because of the way he approaches life, not just football. He's going to be successful there, Chris, once he puts his stamp on the program. But again, the type of quality of human being that's going to come out of his program is where he's really going to make his mark. We're honored to speak with him every time he comes on.
Yes, we are, and it won't surprise me at all that a few years down the road, Bob, he'll be at an even bigger school doing even bigger things. But Florida A&M is about to get a great head coach, so look forward to seeing all the success that Willie brings down there to the Rattlers. We've got our next guest, Tony Collins, hanging on the line. We'll get to Tony on the other side of this quick station ID.